Marty Jemison is a former pro cyclist. In his prime, he raced in the Tour de France and lived in Europe to train. He makes Park City his home between guiding European bike tours with his company, Jemison Cycling Tours. He's likely logged more miles on a bike than anyone around, and many of those miles have been in Europe, where roads are narrower and shoulders are often non-existent, but where he feels it's safer to ride. He says in Europe, a culture of understanding exists between motorists and cyclists, making it safer. He says that same understanding and acceptance needs to happen here as Park City and Summit County's roads see more and more bicycle activity. He doesn't necessarily fault motorists for making it unsafe and hopes that greater acceptance of cycling and understanding can be cultivated by cyclists.
I do think if cyclists led the charge in being respectful, I think motorists need to follow suit, and that there are definitely things that motorists need to do. But at some point, you know, maybe they have less issues with coming upon cycling groups that they can get through without getting upset and impatient. But maybe at the same time, they'd also gather some more patience, because there are definitely times where they're going to need to just wait. Maybe they're going to just, you know, hover for a second. They're going to hang back for a minute and, you know, hope that those cyclists are respectful and they single up and then that person goes by.
He says riding single file, especially when there's no shoulder, is crucial. The legal 3-foot minimum distance when passing a cyclist to some seems too close if a car is going by at 70 miles per hour. But Jemison feels it's far enough if cyclists are riding as they should.
You know, and in a lot of cases when they are passing, that they actually give you, you know, more space than what is required by law. You know, that law is kind of popping up all around the world now, the 3 feet. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully they give you a little bit more if they can, right?
He calls on the cyclist to not swerve on the road or ride unpredictably so the motorist doesn't have to guess. He says creating the culture of understanding starts with the cyclists.
You know what? So I've never ever shown any vehicle aggression toward a cyclist on the road, ever. I just won't do that. I'm a cyclist. But I'll tell you what, when I'm a motorist and I come across cyclists, my blood pressure goes up if I see them swerving. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. So imagine that you came across those cyclists and you know that everybody's riding their bike the way you would ride, the way a train is on railroad tracks, meaning it's a straight line. It's a dead straight line. Whatever their trajectory is, they're not going to budge off that. That way, you as a motorist have a sense of calmness that you can pass that cyclist without some kind of erratic behavior.
If you can't hear cars approaching from behind, Jemison says buy a rearview mirror.
You know, they have very small ones that plug in your bar ends now. It's enough for your eyes to just catch, you know, the vehicle that might be approaching you. They might be, you know, the bar end might be, a half an inch or 3/4 inch in diameter. And then you plug these in and the mirror itself might only be 1.5 inches in diameter. But those are great.
He also calls on people to be aware of everything around them when they're cycling, something difficult to do if you're listening to music.
Probably the right moment to make the comment, too, that I'm adamantly against music when you ride. That's a tougher one. You know, maybe if you rode by all the rules, the European rules, I might call them, then maybe you could get away with music. But I'll tell you what, I'm acutely aware of vehicles approaching from the rear.
Over decades of pro cycling, he's employed practices, Jemison says, that have kept him safe.
When I'm riding my bike and I hear a car approaching, I'll actually time it so that, like, when the car is getting closer to passing me, I will drift to the right, like seriously, by only like 3 to 6 inches. I'll do that for almost every single vehicle. So after the car passes, I'll move left 3 to 6 inches, which is almost nothing, just so that if there was ever that 1 in 1,000 cars that goes by where they might clip you, you've given yourself, you know, 3 to 6 more inches of insurance.
That's former pro cyclist and owner of Jemison Cycling Tours, Marty Jemison. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.